WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Stoic Life. Today, we're diving into something that can feel pretty daunting: failure. Yeah, I know, it's not exactly a topic that makes us want to jump for joy. But trust me, there's a whole lot of gold hidden within those seemingly negative experiences. Because, my friends, embracing failure as a learning opportunity is the ultimate secret sauce to building that unshakable calm confidence we all crave. Ever feel like you're constantly striving for perfection, only to find yourself tripping up time and again? You know that feeling when something big you've been working towards doesn't go your way, and you're left questioning everything? That's where the magic happens. It's easy to let failure crush us, but what if we flipped the script? What if we saw those setbacks not as roadblocks, but as stepping stones on our path to greatness? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you reframe failure and turn it into your secret weapon. First off, remember that failure is inevitable. I mean, even the most successful people out there have stumbled more times than they care to admit. Think about Thomas Edison. He famously said, "I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." That's a mindset shift right there. Instead of dwelling on the failure, focus on the valuable insights gained from each attempt. Every misstep is an opportunity to learn, to adjust your approach, and ultimately get closer to success. Next up, let go of that need for perfection. You know, the one that keeps you paralyzed by fear of messing up? It's a trap. Perfection is an illusion, a moving target that's impossible to reach. Instead, aim for progress, that continuous striving to improve and learn. Celebrate the small wins along the way, because those little victories add up to something truly remarkable. Remember, it's not about being flawless, it's about constantly evolving and becoming a better version of yourself. Now, let's talk about the power of self-compassion. When you mess up, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a dear friend. Don't beat yourself up, acknowledge your feelings, learn from the experience, and then move on with renewed determination. Remember, you are human. Mistakes are part of the journey. Here's another crucial point. Failure is an opportunity for growth. It pushes us outside our comfort zones, forces us to confront our weaknesses, and ultimately makes us stronger. When we embrace challenges head-on, even if they end in failure, we gain valuable resilience and grit that will serve us well throughout life. Finally, remember to celebrate your courage. Stepping up to the plate, taking risks, putting yourself out there, that's what matters. It takes guts to face the possibility of failure, but those who dare to dream big often achieve extraordinary things. So, give yourself credit for simply showing up and giving it your best shot, no matter the outcome. You know, I remember back in college when I bombed a presentation. My heart was pounding, my palms were sweating, and I just wanted to disappear. But instead of letting that failure define me, I took some time to reflect, figured out what went wrong, and used it as fuel to improve for next time. That experience taught me the power of resilience, and it helped me develop the confidence to take on bigger challenges later on. Here's a quick recap. Failure is inevitable. Perfection is an illusion. Be kind to yourself. See failure as a learning opportunity, and always celebrate your courage. Remember, you're not defined by your setbacks, but by how you choose to learn and grow from them. Now, it's your turn. I want to hear about your experiences with failure. What's one lesson you've learned from a setback? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on our social media pages. And don't forget to subscribe to The Stoic Life for more inspiring episodes that will help you build calm confidence and navigate life's ups and downs with grace. Until next time, keep striving, keep learning, and most importantly, keep embracing those failures, because they just might be the key to unlocking your greatest potential.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.